Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Some years ago, I was traveling in a bus in Israel, and I heard some amazing panpipe music. I spoke to the driver and told him how much I enjoyed it. Without a moment's hesitation, he took the cassette tape out of the machine and handed it to me, insisting that I receive it as a gift. I was quite embarrassed. I insisted that he should keep it, but he wouldn't hear of it. Moments of generosity like that are a real blessing, aren't they? Our reading today tells us that that is the nature of God. He is always generous. He can't wait for the opportunity to bless our lives. He could impose his gifts on us, but his desire is that we should want them so much that we ask him for them. Jesus pointed out that there was nothing particularly surprising about that, because all parents love giving good gifts to their children. No parent, he suggested, would give their child a stone if they asked for bread, or a snake if they asked for fish. Crazy and mixed up as we may be, we would never do those things. We want to bless our children, and Jesus said, God is exactly the same. This is a massively important insight, and I think that it would come as a big surprise to many people. Too many people have the impression that God is a killjoy, that whenever he sees us enjoying ourselves, he comes up with a reason why we shouldn't be doing it. People think that God is trying to restrict our lives and limit us, but that isn't the case. God is always eagerly looking for ways of enhancing and strengthening our lives so that we can live life to the full. When we are convinced of God's generosity, it will massively affect our prayers. Instead of coming to God with fear and anxiety, we can come to him with confidence and joy. We'll pray knowing that God is delighted to hear our prayers and looks forward to working with him to receive and share his blessings. So let me ask you a question. Tell me in what ways you have experienced God's generosity. And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for all the ways in which you have been generous to us. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.